With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. 40 units of townhomes recently opened at Lac du Flambeau, and they're almost all filled. The community celebrated the opening of the Forest Edge Apartments this week. It took almost 5 years from concept to accepting renters. Kevin McDonald is VP and Regional Project Partner for Lincoln Avenue Communities, the developer of this housing project. He says the housing is meant to address several kinds of needs in the area.
We have the 811 housing voucher units that are for folks with disability that are much lower on the income scale. And then we also have what I'd classify as workforce housing, which are set aside for folks that are at 50 to 60% of the county median income. Then we also have 5 market rate units.
The development cost about $15 million. It was financed through multiple sources and had more than $10 million in federal tax credits through WEDA. Jim Tunkwell is the board chairman of the Vilas County Economic Development Corporation. He says incentives like tax credits are needed for projects like this to make sense to the developers. Tunkwell hopes to see more affordable housing developments that come to the Northwoods.
It's just absolutely crucial. We have a significant shortage in affordable housing in the Northwoods. And this is key to job growth and keeping jobs, quite frankly, so that, you know, people that are looking for and find jobs here in the Northwoods can also find an affordable place to live.
McDonald says there are still units available for the 811 housing vouchers. He encourages people to apply. We have a link with information at WXPR.org. Just look for this article. Governor Tony Evers says progress is being made on the state budget. That includes the all-important income tax rates for the next 2 years.
I'd say it's going all right. I mean, we have some differences on what kind of tax relief we're going to have.
Evers says it's too soon to tell what the tax rates will look like.
I'm not sure where that middle ground's going to be.
The governor says he's had one in-person meeting and several staff meetings with more to come.
I know we'll be meeting again with them sometime in the near future, either this week or next week.
Evers says no matter what the tax rates look like, he wants to see progress in two areas.
Make sure our university system and our K-12 system are doing well.
Evers made his comments during a recent stop in Wausau. A soldier from Shawano killed in the attack on Pearl Harbor during World War II will finally be coming home. The Defense POW MIA Accounting Agency announced 31-year-old U.S. Army Air Force's Private Herbert E. McLaughlin from Shawano, Wisconsin, has been accounted for. McLaughlin was part of the Headquarters Squadron 17th Air Group at Hickam Airfield in Hawaii during the attack on Pearl Harbor on December 7, 1941. Japanese aircraft expanded their assault to Hickam Field, where McLaughlin was killed. McLaughlin and others could not be identified at the time. In June 2019, 12 unidentified remains from the National Memorial Cemetery of the Pacific were chosen for analysis. Scientists used anthropological analysis and DNA testing to confirm McLaughlin's identity. His burial will take place in Shawano on a date yet to be determined. The story is courtesy of WAOW Television. As the Environmental Protection Agency scales back enforcement due to staff shortages and new federal rollbacks, concerns are growing in Michigan and across the Midwest about who will hold polluters accountable. Crystal Blair has the story.
Michigan, with more than 11,000 inland lakes and access to 4 Great Lakes holding 90% of the nation's fresh water, faces challenges as EPA budget cuts slash enforcement by nearly 20% and eliminate more than 200 staff. In a recent webinar hosted by the Environmental Law and Policy Center, Executive Director Howard Lerner said his organization commissions polling and focus groups every 2 years on clean water issues in the Great Lakes.
And it's an 85% issue. It's almost as if, you know, when you push people and you say, how much should we do to protect the Great Lakes and restore them? It's like, whatever it costs, you do it.
Supporters of EPA cuts, especially in energy, manufacturing, and agriculture, contend that strict environmental rules are too costly for businesses. In late 2024, more than 100 industry groups urged then-President-elect Donald Trump to roll back regulations they said were strangling the economy. Crystal Blair reporting.
Those who like to fish for muskie can hit the water again this weekend. The Northern Zone muskie season opens Saturday in Wisconsin and runs through the end of the year. Due to the warmer weather, the DNR says anglers can expect fish in most waters to be done spawning and ready to feed. During the early season, muskie will likely be active in shallow vegetated bays, channels, and on points just adjacent to shallow bays. Take along the proper tools to release fish, like a large landing net, long-nose pliers, a hook cutter, and gloves. The DNR recommends people check the regulations for any lake they plan to fish. After a day of tours across Nebraska on Monday, U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins announced a 10-point proposal to support small family farmers. Dubbed Farmers First, it contains some technical actions like digitizing paper forms through the U.S. Department of Agriculture and combining some loan programs.
I think there's been a lot of conversation around what and how we keep America strong, how we bring prosperity back to rural America. And at the base of all of that, the foundation is our small family farmers.
The proposal also includes loftier goals like reforming certain environmental regulations and building a strong legal workforce through non-immigrant visas, which allow people to come to the U.S. for a specific time-limited purpose. According to a 2021 report from the USDA, 89% of the country's farms are classified as small family farms. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.